We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. Breaking news, Robert Mueller has officially turned in his report to the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr. This ends the Mueller probe, something that's been going on for far too long, almost 2 years. Really been, we have not heard the voice of Robert Mueller at all, which you got to give a lot of credit to the fact that he has held the discipline of not doing media. But then again, there have been a tremendous amount of leaks that have come from this probe and the people working in the probe. We knew this was happening. We expected it to happen as soon as Wednesday. People were hearing rumors. Rosenstein had said he was going to resign officially on Monday. He extended that because the Mueller report was still, I guess, convening, still meeting. Many of the official prosecutors in the Mueller report had stepped aside. We've got an ABC News bulletin coming up here. We're going to go live to that, Phil. What, at 20? All right. In a couple of minutes, we'll go live to the ABC News alert. They'll have a quick update on what's going on. So here's how the system works. Attorney General William Barr has the report. Now, we know that there are no more indictments because all the grand juries have been closed on the Mueller end of this report. What isn't known is what the Southern District of New York does, but anything the Southern District of New York does based on what Mueller has presented them with information. So, for example, Robert Mueller can tap out of some of these charges and give the Southern District of New York, that was Pre-Pahara's old stomping grounds. It was used to be Rudy Giuliani's stomping grounds. He can hand over some of these investigations that could possibly turn into other things. Most of those will be financial. They won't be in relation to collusion, Russia, or anything having to do with 2016. And let's be honest, none of the charges that have been brought up on any of these folks have had to do with Russian collusion. I would say if I was going to take a ratio of the guilty pleas and the charges that have been filed, majority of them have been financial, Michael Cohen failure to disclose income. We also have the other side of it, which would be, of course, all the problems that we've seen Paul Manafort go into, undeclared income, taxes, issues like that. And then you've got the other side, which is the lying to FBI officers. And that most of that is coming about because of stories that they've told. They've changed, contradicted themselves under oath, lying to Congress, things like that. But that's not connected to why Robert Mueller was put in place. He was put there for one reason and one reason only. Did the Russian government collude with anyone during the 2016 election? It wasn't just Trump. Was there any collusion whatsoever? Friday is the day that Robert Mueller has always used to drop bombs. He's always waits. Again, it's the worst time to drop any news of significance because most of the people that cover news go home on Fridays. 5 o'clock on a Friday is not the time you want the most coverage for anything. You would do that Monday morning, give 5 days of a news cycle. This is happening at 5 p.m. on a Friday, which, you know, is that's the way Robert Mueller has done this the entire way. So you can't really make anything of the timing of when he released this. But now Attorney General William Barr has the report. How long is the report? The length of the report will tell us a whole lot. If it's 5 pages, I think we can glean some sort of information. If it's 500 pages, there might be a ton of examples. There might be a ton of attachments of you know, this is the evidence, this is the path and the journey in which we followed the evidence. But again, there will be a conclusion. And if there's any wrongdoing related to the Mueller probe, then we are going to hear that there is no collusion between not only the Trump campaign or any campaign that ran in 2016, but that will be determined. Now, whether or not we get a copy of this, it appears that there's enough horses in the House and the Senate, and the President of the United States himself has said that this is something he wants the American people to see. I want to see it. It's been 2 years of investigation. I'd like to know what's inside the Mueller report. I believe the American people will eventually see it. They're not mandated to do it. They're not obligated to do it. The other thing is we don't even know what the scope of the Mueller investigation has been. Did it change over time? We'll find out more and more information. Right now, Attorney General William Barr has it. He is going to share that information with the president. And if the president hasn't found out already that he is not going to be indicted, that there is no collusion, I would think that the White House is a little bit more savvy than to find out from William Barr that he is colluded with Russia. I mean, listen, say whatever you want to about the Trump administration, the deep state, the swamp, whatever you want to call it. There's no way that there isn't enough people in the White House that could find out this answer already, that they have to wait for a leak or they have to wait for William Barr to go through the entire report. I think they know what's in the report. And I think it's pretty clear that they know what's in the report because you've been hearing the President of the United States for over the last 2 weeks when it was clear that this investigation was wrapping up. State, without any shred of insecurity, let the people see it. I've done nothing wrong. I don't really care. Go ahead and let them read it. The other thing that was, I thought, very telling that this thing was over yesterday is when James Comey got on Twitter and essentially said, I don't believe the president should be impeached, and I don't believe that there was collusion. I just want the system to work. I care more about the system than I do about the conclusion. Well, that's interesting. It's a little different than what James Comey was talking about 3 years ago when he made himself a part of the system, when he interrupted a 2016 presidential campaign to say, oh, by the way, there's a little bit more here in the Hillary Clinton emails. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but there were more emails released from Hillary's server, and that happened through a lawsuit that a private right-wing group issued, went through the courts. They finally got more emails, made public from Hillary's server, and what we saw were emails that were not included in the original group of emails released to the public. Again, more classified emails, more conversations on a private server from a private email account, talking to Benjamin Netanyahu, talking to Israel, really highly classified, top secret stuff, none of which were divulged to Congress or the Senate, at least made public. This is the first time the public has seen these. This is the first time anyone really knew these emails existed. And again, moreover, showing that, you know, there's never been, especially when it comes to intelligence law, where we've never had anyone talk about what their intent was. Again, if you're knowingly drunk and you decide to get behind the wheel and you want to run over as many people as you can drunk, there is a set of charges for that action. If you get behind the wheel and you're drunk and you accidentally run over people, even though your intent was not to hurt anyone, there is still a section of the law that deals with people who cause damage, even though they intend not to. And when it comes to the charges against Hillary Clinton back in 2016, at no time has the Justice Department, has the military, has anyone that's looked into security and classification ever looked at what your intent was. It doesn't matter if you intended to commit treason against the United States or you accidentally gave up information that was used by the enemy, or you put information that was highly classified on the streets and it was stolen by someone who has bad motives or is an enemy state or player, you're still held to account. Hillary Clinton was not held to account. we're finding more and more information. Will this report have anything about Hillary Clinton's campaign in it? Could you argue that John McCain is chief of staff, BuzzFeed, the FBI relationship? Again, we've already heard from the inspector general on the FBI, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, all the different text messages back and forth between the lovers and also more that went into the investigation. These are the folks that investigated Hillary and started the investigation on Trump. All of them seem to have been partisans, seem to have a like-minded ideology that President Trump could never be president. Does Mueller have anything to say about that? Now, that was an inspector general report. Is that part of the collusion? Is it just only Russian collusion? And again, this is the first time that we don't have any idea. We've heard from Devin Nunes. We've heard from Adam Schiff. We don't know what the scope and intent was of the Mueller probe. Did it change from the original intent of finding any Russian collusion in 2016? Did it evolve? Well, all of those questions will soon be answered because the Attorney General of the United States has the Mueller report. And this just breaking moments ago, Attorney General Barr has told CNBC that he will this is the direct quote. Attorney General Barr may be able to provide lawmakers with details of the Mueller report as soon as tomorrow morning. And this was something that we were all waiting. Now, all the discretion comes right to the Attorney General of the United States. William Barr can decide how he wants to disseminate this. He can decide when to disseminate this. It's all under his own jurisdiction. One of the reasons why it was so important that the former Attorney General recused himself under Donald Trump, why it was so damaging to the president and the administration when Jeff Sessions recused himself of this Mueller investigation, was because all of the power now went to Rod Rosenstein. And then we find out that Rosenstein is now signing more FISA warrants, eavesdropping on more Americans. The whole thing sort of went out of control from that. Hey, I want to remind you that this hour of Bowerly and Bellavia is brought to you by Just Bear Rotisserie Chicken. Just Bear Rotisserie Chicken is family farm raised, uses no antibiotics ever, and has a 100% vegetarian fed diet. It's delicious, it's convenient, and it's wholesome. It's available at your neighborhood Tops Friendly Market. That's Just Bear Rotisserie Chicken. Let's go get an update.
Advise lawmakers of Robert Mueller's principal conclusions.
Here's ABC News.
As soon as this weekend. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The Mueller report is the result of a nearly two-year investigation that began when President Trump fired James Comey as director of the FBI.
The FBI is a fantastic institution, but some of the people at the top were rotten apples. James Comey was one of them.
It prompted Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to appoint Mueller as special counsel to oversee the investigation into Russia's interference with the 2016 election and whether the Trump campaign was complicit. It's now up to Attorney General Barr to decide how and how much information to release. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Mueller investigation lasting nearly 2 years. With continuing coverage of the Mueller report, I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Well, the news is sweeping all across Washington, D.C. Everyone's buzzing about this. The Mueller report has finally been turned into Attorney General William Barr. Washington is all abuzz. The Justice Department has notified leaders of the House and the Senate Judiciary Committees. And the 22-month-long investigation into 2016 campaign collusion with the Russians is now over. This is something that that we've been waiting on for a very long time. We finally have it. We're going to have another ABC News break towards the bottom of the hour. Also, want to stay tuned because ABC News will have a special at 7 p.m. following the broadcast of Bowerly and Bellavia. ABC News will be live with a special. This is about as big a deal as anything I could think of in 22 months. We've been talking about Robert Mueller and this 2016 Russian collusion. What happened? What do you expect to find? Moments ago, before we went to ABC News, we had a breaking news report that Attorney General William Barr is going to provide. Here's the actual quote. He may be able to provide lawmakers with details as early as tomorrow morning. That's a really big deal as well, because he holds all the cards. He can sit on this until Monday. He can decide how he wants to disseminate this information. One thing you can guarantee right now is that the President of the United States has already been briefed or is being briefed as soon as possible because, well, let's be honest, this investigation is primarily about him. I believe in my heart of hearts that the president already has been briefed on this. I think there was at least conversation going back and forth when these grand juries stopped. There was a percolation right after we heard from the Roger Stone case. It seemed like nothing was, it was Papadopoulos, it was Manafort, it was Stone, it was associates of Manafort, Michael Cohen, taxes. They got a couple guys on perjury, lying. You know, we heard basically they were contradicting earlier interviews with the FBI. But even when we went back to some of the earlier cases of perjury, it was Peter Strzok and Lisa Page had a totally different take on what they considered to be lying under oath. And when it came to certain elements of the Mueller investigation, that the Mueller team went after perjury charges, it was the FBI that said that they didn't consider some of these things to be perjury because they were close enough to what the record was before. But again, now you have the Inspector General report that shows that there was clearly Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe. They got hit with perjury. They got hit with lying to Congress. There was collusion there when it came to their investigation of Hillary Clinton and then how they created this entire investigation. Donald Trump has been saying this is a witch hunt from the very beginning. What is in the report? What do you expect to find? What do you expect to hear? Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. It is, towards about 15 minutes left in the UB basketball game. UB up comfortably, kicking butt. How do you like that there, Arizona State? Bobby Hurley, maybe should have thought second thoughts about jumping ship. That's what happens. Anyway, big news. We've waited 22 months for this moment right now. The Mueller report is done. The probe is over. One of the longest probes. And 22 months it took. It is now in the hands of William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States. It's really his discretion. When you look at the mandate of what the Special Prosecutor's Office really has to do, of course, you have an Attorney General. Jeff Sessions recused himself. He was the first Attorney General in the Trump administration. He recused himself. It then went to the Deputy Attorney General, which was Rod Rosenstein at the time. And now he was in charge of the Mueller investigation. A lot of things that made President Trump very unhappy. President Trump was very clear. One of the reasons why he got rid of Jeff Sessions was because he could not believe that he recused himself because of a meeting that many senators had with a Russian diplomat. It was their foreign policy minister that he sat down with, as well as, matter of fact, Dianne Feinstein met with him four times more than Jeff Sessions did. But Sessions was the attorney general. He recused himself. William Barr was brought in. This was the former attorney general with the George H.W. Bush administration. Old school attorney general. One of the things that is important here is that this is his sole discretion, how it is disseminated. Will the American people see this in a written report? Well, most Democrats in the House would like that. Most Republicans seem to like that. Most Americans want to see this report. And we heard yesterday the President of the United States says, I'm for the release of it too. But how much time is going to take place before that happens? That is really of the discretion of William Barr. About 20 minutes ago, William Barr said that he was going to brief leaders in the House and the Senate and the intelligence committees as soon as tomorrow. He may do that as soon as tomorrow morning. We are now where we go from here. Really, who knows? The questions I have, the initial questions would be, how long is this report? There are no instructions. It's not like this is a homework assignment and it has to be 50,000 words. This could be a one-page index card.
it won't be, but it could be, theoretically, you know, a title page and a secondary page that says, no collusion, signed with love, Robert Mueller. Or it could be a 500-page report. To me, that's going to tell you a whole lot. If it's a thick phone book, there's a lot in there. If there's nothing, you know, it's a five-page brief, then what did we really do for 22 months? Normally, special prosecutor, special independent prosecutor, the Ken Starr, they won't put a very short report because what's the point of having a 22-month investigation? If after 22 months you have five pages, then it's a waste of everyone's time. Why did you even do it for 22 months? Now, is there a possibility that the anything having to do with the financials gets kicked over to the Southern District of New York? That's a very real possibility. But the problem here is that you have a sitting president. You know, the question becomes, can you indict a sitting president for A, things he did before he was president? You certainly can't impeach a sitting president for things he did before he was president. All of these Deutsche Bank, Buffalo Bills transactions, all the things that you hear on CNN and NBC, CNN, all the different talking heads, none of these things happened after he was president. These all happened before. So, I mean, again, I'm putting on my speculation hat here. I think Donald Trump's clear on this. There's obviously no more grand juries. What do you do with the 81 people that the Senate House has called for witnesses? Well, at this point, if the Mueller investigation's over, now, we've been told for 22 months that it was wait and see. James Comey went on Twitter yesterday, said, hey, don't expect any collusion. And by the way, the president shouldn't be impeached. And oh, by the way, I just wanted to make sure the process worked. Well, here's what we have. You know, scores of people that are being asked to testify. The Democratic leadership in the House of Representatives has made the decision that they don't want the Mueller investigation didn't give them what they wanted, and they are going to find their own. It was wait and see what Mueller has to say. Now it's, well, we don't trust you. Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler are going to come down to it, and they will give us the answer the Democrats want. Well, joining us on the live line is our very own WBN's Michael Caputo, one of the people that has been requested to speak in front of Nadler's committee. So go ahead. Caputo, what do you make of this?
Probably the best birthday present I could ever have asked for.
This is your birthday?
Yeah, tomorrow is. I didn't realize that Director Mueller knew that. Of course he knows that.
That's right. He knows everything. Oh. Yeah. So tell me, though, what do you make of the size of the report? If it's a huge report, it tells us something totally different than if it's a few pages, right?
That's true. I mean, we know that the Department of Justice does not make a habit of prattling on and on about investigations that didn't prove out any allegations. But if there wasn't an indictment at the end of the road, they won't be discussing it. That means, for example, there was no indictment related to the Trump Tower thing. Even though I think that's over in the Southern District of New York, they're probably not right about that. There's no indictment out there about the Trump Tower meeting. There won't be anything in there about that. So nothing about, there are no indictments about obstruction and the action of firing James Comey. We shouldn't have anything in there about that. Now, of course, James Comey himself broke that precedent and went on and on and on about why they didn't investigate Hillary Clinton. But he caught so much hell from that, and it made so much of a huge hue and cry among the ranks of the Department of Justice and the FBI. I don't expect Robert Mueller to make the same mistake.
Well, let's get to the bottom of this here. If this turns out to be anything financial, it's not going to be the Mueller report. It's not going to be the Mueller investigation anyway. But, Michael, it's been 22 months. We don't even know the scope of this thing. We don't even know if he's still looking at Russian collusion with the Trump campaign, if it expanded or evolved to other things. But there are no more grand juries. There are no more investigators. All the hired guns that Mueller brought on, they're all moved on to other jobs. Nothing is coming out of this report. If there was something that the and let's be honest, the Democrats knew that too, because Nadler started sharpening his knives almost a month and a half ago.
Yes, but I can also tell you that friends of mine who have been caught up in this jackpot were being questioned by the Mueller investigation as recently as this week on elements of this Russia collusion theory. So that was probably dotting I's and crossing T's for the report. But they have thought at the Mueller team that Russia collusion was a reality all along. And it's got to be ultimately frustrating for them to see that, you know, at the end of their investigation, with all those dozens of years of Yale Law School education, Yale Law School sheepskins all over the wall, that they're at the end of the hallway, at the end of all their days, they're looking at Roger Stone, Randy Credico, a failed comedian who wears women's underwear, and Jerry Corsi, who doesn't believe we landed on the moon. That's where they are today. And no more indictments are coming.
Jerry Corsi.
Filed.
Right.
There's no more indictments.
Hey, that's true about the moon landing, by the way. That's not an exaggeration.
They've got to be very frustrated. When I was in for my interrogation in May of 2018, they clearly thought that there was Russian collusion. And as far as I know from other people who were interviewed in the interim period, they have thought so all along. Of course, that was their primary tasking, and they had to follow that all the way to the end. But here's the thing, David, and I believe the listeners should really understand this. The end of an investigation can be someone is guilty or someone is innocent. They have proved the question or they have not. In the United States, the people of the United States should celebrate the fact that there was no Russian collusion. They should celebrate the fact that the President of the United States did not cooperate with the Kremlin in order to win his job. They should celebrate the fact that our democracy is intact. Instead, we're going to have a group of people here in this country who aren't going to find this to be enough for them. And they're going to still move forward with this bogus claim that the President and his team colluded with Russia. And that's just bad.
Well, you can mark me as one of the people that is, I'm not satisfied with whatever comes out of this report. I'm not going to be satisfied because I don't believe that, first of all, there were any grounds to make the allegation that there was Russian collusion sponsored by anything having to do with the Trump campaign. Yet I have at least four stories that have been corroborated by multiple news outlets from all spectrums of ideology that has shown that we have a sitting senator that sat down with a person using KGB informants to get information to move it to BuzzFeed. We have multiple members of the Clinton administration that were essentially using a term that we invented during this Mueller report, which is, you know, essentially laundering intelligence. They were taking intelligence, moving it from agency to agency to make it look real, and they were taking it with unsubstantiated information from CNN iReports, a website with such little credibility, it's no longer under the CNN banner.
That's true, and I think that, you know, I spoke about this on Tucker Carlson tonight. I'll probably speak about it tonight on Martha McCallum at 7 o'clock. You know, there are people still peddling those stories who have raised millions of dollars from George Soros, from Tom Steyer, and from Meathead. Rob Reiner, Meathead, has given money to this. $10 million plus raised by a guy who is still funding the Fusion GPS project, a former Senate Intelligence Committee staffer named Dan Jones, and they're still out there peddling this crap, knowing full well that it's false. They've got a daily intelligence briefing, they're calling it, that goes to Democratic committee investigative staff and reporters every single morning, every weekday. And it came out today as well. And my name has been throughout that report. And I'll tell you, that, if you ask me, is a violation of the law. Because I'll tell you, if you, Dave, you know what it is. If you're conspiring with other people with false information
right.
in order to try to end the government of the United States. That's called sedition.
Well, there's a whole lot of other terms that we could throw up as well. Michael, stay on hold with me. I want to carry on to the next break. Appreciate that. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Alan. Michael Caputo joins us. He knows a little something about this Russia investigation. He's been in front, in and out of Senate hearings, House hearings, in front of the Mueller team himself. Michael, explain to me what it's like. Did you actually meet Robert Mueller?
No, I didn't. And I really didn't expect to, because I don't know anybody who's been interviewed by the Mueller team who's met Robert Mueller.
No, we haven't heard his voice. We don't even know if he has a functioning voice box. No one's heard anything. But there have been a ton of times that this probe, this team that he put together, has leaked to the media. They have no problems. This is almost synonymous with Mueller dumps. He does it Friday after the close of business, intentionally not to become, you know, what you could see as a media cycle. You don't really break good news or bad news at Friday at 5 p.m. It's usually when it's, you know, you don't want the media to cover it. And yet we've heard leak after leak after leak. When it came to this team, these, you know, investigators that he brought on, these were the best of the best. They were supposed to be barracudas. They smelled blood. They went after it. Did they get hostile with you?
Oh, yeah. I had a young a prosecutor out of Baltimore, who I'm writing about in my book. He was a ball buster. He was a guy that was trying really hard to make his bones. You know, at 32 years old, this was his opportunity to become famous and get hired on as an attorney at a major law firm at a couple million dollars a year at 33, right? And he wasn't the only one in that investigation trying to make his bones. And that's the problem with the special counsel process. There's a motivation, a sick and twisted profit motivation among these people in order to rip somebody to shreds, and that's why they hide exculpatory information. That's why Andrew Weissman, the lead investigator, had a reputation for putting people in jail that were let out later because they shouldn't have been there at all. And that's what the real fear here was, because even though I was just a witness in this investigation, you know, not a subject, not a target, myself and all my friends who were just witnesses, we all understood that these young guys, these young guns, these predatory types who were looking to make their bones on our bodies could flip us into a subject or a target and you know, just like flipping a switch on the wall. And so if you thought you would go into your interview with your brother, you know, the real estate attorney or your divorce attorney, you're an idiot. You have to pay for the best attorney that you can afford. And that's why I brought in Dennis Vacco, our local former U.S. attorney and former New York State attorney general, because Dennis is an expert at government white-collar crime. And even though I was just a witness, he could identify their tricks and keep me out of harm's way. And let me tell you something. During my time in front of the Mueller team, that young fellow who was interrogating me tried to set me up in a perjury trap. And there's no question in my mind that he tried to do that. But Dennis prepared me for it. And when it happened, we looked at each other, and we smelled it, and we walked through it like a minefield. This was just treacherous all the way through. But the important thing for people to realize is this. You said it first, David. This was the most impressive array of investigatory talent our federal government has put together in the 21st century. You may not like them. You may think they've done things terribly. You may love them. Whatever you think of them, it is the most impressive array of investigatory talent we have ever assembled on the federal level. And if they can't find Russian collusion, you think Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff's little team of Democrats at the House of Representatives is going to find it? It's a joke.
Well, you can't find anything that isn't there. Michael, if you want to stay with us, we're going to be live all the way until 7 p.m. ABC News is going to have a special on the Mueller report. But if Michael wants to join us throughout that hour, welcome to have him on. I mean, here's someone right here in our backyard, a WBN contributor, a host on our network that has actually been interviewed by the Mueller team. I don't know. That kind of makes it must listen to radio. I don't know how many guys you got out there in any other media market that have someone that was, you know, not only a host on your network, but also interviewed by the Mueller team. We'll also take your calls at 803-0930. Calls for Michael. 803-0930. No? He can't do it? He's got to go? All right. Well, then forget it. We'll still take your calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Well, we had Michael while we had him, and then Mueller got him, and so now he's gone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.